and welcome to the Microsoft Virtual Academy. Today's session is the fourth and final in our PR and communications module, and we'll be looking at how to tell effective business stories. In my day-to-day business, I really kind of specialize in business storytelling and in digital content creation. It's something I'm very passionate about and is one of the reasons I studied literature in university. So with me today is my colleague Carolyn, also from We Communications. Welcome, Carolyn.
Thanks, Taryn. So I'm also very passionate about storytelling. I've been in the communications industry for about 6 years now. And I actually studied politics and specialized in African politics. So I think it's very important for storytelling today to be able to frame it in the current context of what's happening around you, whether it be local issues like an election or anything that's making news headlines. This always makes your story stand out and gravitates your audience to read it.
Great. Thank you, Carolyn. So as we mentioned, today's session is on business storytelling. And often when we mention this term, the first question we get is why stories? Well, let's take it back and look at stories in general. If you think about it, we've always used stories to make sense of our world and to relate our experiences to friends and family.
That's so true, Taryn. Stories have been around for millions of years, even from the time of the cavemen, where they didn't have television or radio. Stories were the main way for them to communicate with their friends and family, to tell them what happened to them during the day. And still to this day, stories are a main form of families keeping together and also of friends. So you'll go up to your friend one day and say, oh, you won't believe what happened to me today. And that's just the main form of communication. Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly the power of stories, as you were saying, is that they spark our curiosity. You know, when that friend does come up to you and say you won't believe what happened, immediately your interest is piqued and you want to know more. The second thing stories then do is they connect with your emotion. You know, they'll make you laugh, they'll make you cry, they'll tug on your heartstrings. And because they have that emotional connection, there'll be things that you remember and things that you'll go and tell other people about from that point.
Exactly. And that's especially important for business stories, is that they spark action. And that's what you want, actually, is you want your consumers and your target audience to act in a particular way. If it's to sign up to your newsletter or to sign a petition or to buy your product, that's really the action that you want to spark through your storytelling.
I mean, if you think about a good story you've read that made you cry, you're going to want to then take action to maybe help solve an issue that's upsetting you or the issue that's mentioned in the story.
And even if you share it with your friends, that is a great step for getting your business brand out there too.
And so that's how the whole idea behind business storytelling came about. People looked at the power of stories and thought, if we could use this in a business context, imagine what we could do. And so business stories really kind of breathe life into your products, into your data, your statistics, and your facts, so that they're not boring to read, but there's a story behind all of these facts and these products that people can relate to, that people can understand, and that people can remember.
Yes, it's like that saying, tell me a fact and I'll learn, tell me a truth and I'll believe, but tell me a story and it will live in my heart forever. So for example, if your organization is an NGO and you've just delivered 500 solar panels to a township in South Africa, that's a great stat. But whoever you tell it to is probably going to forget it in about 2 hours' time. But if you tell them a story about, say, a young 8-year-old girl and her dream is to become a doctor and study medicine, but there's really not much hope for her. She grew up in a township. She's at a local primary school. So she's really hoping to be able to get good grades to get a bursary so she can get into high school and eventually to medicine school. The problem is she can't study after school hours because there's no electricity for her to even read her books. But now, with the solar panel, it has revolutionized her life.
And I think you've touched on a really important point there, is that, you know, stories kind of give your business the why should I care factor. Why should your audience care about what you're doing? And if you're telling a story that shows impact, you know, impact around people, around the community, they'll really start paying attention to you. So now that we've kind of spoken about what stories are and how they work and why they're so powerful, what we're going to look at now is what stories can my business tell? You know, a lot of people don't know where to start or what stories that they have around their actual business.
Yes, I think a lot of business owners struggle with that fact, is thinking, well, what stories do I have to tell that people are going to find interesting? As a business, there are so many stories you can tell. For example, why don't you tell people about you? Your story as an entrepreneur. What were your dreams? How did you get to where you are today? And I think what's very important is to not be afraid to show your weaknesses and to tell your audience what challenges you face to get to where you are today. This makes you more relatable to them, it makes you more endearing, and it's always good to show the face of the person behind the business.
Mm. As we've always said, people don't trust brands, but people trust people. And so if you give people the opportunity to learn who you are and see the face behind the brand, they're a lot more likely to trust you and to want to do business with you.
That's so true, Taryn. And in addition to telling stories about yourself and your own personal journey, you can also tell a story behind one of your products. So for example, if you've developed an application that's helping farmers try and identify livestock diseases, there may be a story behind why you invented that particular solution. Perhaps you come from a family of farmers and you saw that your great-grandfather has been struggling with this way back when, and your whole life you've been wanting to do something to help. And you did a lot of research, you spoke to people and traveled around, and all that information helped you come up with the solution. And often that's more interesting than the solution itself.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what we were speaking about when we said you must breathe life into products. Tell the story behind it so that people can learn something more about you, that's something more endearing than just a bunch of specs on how something works.
Absolutely.
So the other stories you can tell are stories about your customers. These are often known as beneficiary stories. And by that we mean stories that kind of act as testimonials or reviews of your company.
Yes, Taryn. And we often call these beneficiary stories. So you're really looking at how a product that you've invented is helping people. So for example, that same farmer that we were talking about, perhaps he is now able to increase his cattle by 3 times, and he is now able to feed his family and send his children to a very good school.
Mm-hmm. So instead of you always talking about your product to everybody else, you're getting other people to do it for you. And generally, you know, when people are looking for someone to do business with, they like to see what other people have said, what other people's experiences are, so that they can see, well, this would probably work for me the same way it worked for this person. Mm-hmm. And so that's why we said they act as testimonials and reviews. You know, it's stories that people will really trust, and impact stories that your brand is really out there making a difference.
Exactly, and as the communications and marketing industry is shifting, it's less about a company just putting out an advert and saying, this is what I can do, here's my product and this is how much it costs. People don't trust that anymore. They're not willing to listen. People want to listen to their peer reviews, to what their friends' experiences have been of that product. And so that's why those kind of stories, and when you can get a third party to tell a story about your company for you, that's the best kind of public relations and brand awareness that you can get.
Absolutely. So the last type of story that we're going to go on to is really stories about your industry or issues that are in your industry. And how these work is you kind of look at something that your community or your customers are going through and you tell a story around that. It could be how your business is maybe providing a solution to an obstacle or challenge that they're facing, or just sharing your thoughts on some current industry trends that are going on. By doing this, you're positioning yourself as, you know, either an expert in the industry, but you're also getting down onto your customer's level and acknowledging that this is what we're going through and this is how we can help you. And that's very endearing to people because they can see you're not just trying to sell them something, but you're actually trying to help them with a solution.
Mm.
So Carolyn, for someone who's looking to tell a kind of story around these issues or things that the community are facing, you know, how would you suggest they get these ideas, and do you have an example?
Well, I think staying on top of the news is very, very important, especially within your sector. So going back to the farming app example, if you're in the agricultural sector, it's important to read all the trade magazines that are talking about farming in Africa, issues like food security, and perhaps there's a story about an upcoming drought in the East African region. So that's an issue that affects a lot of people that you can comment on. You could perhaps provide tips for farmers on how to deal with the drought, or you could just provide any kind of insight where your product is going to be able to help them.
Mm-hmm. And in doing so, you are really positioning yourself as an expert voice, and people will start to look to you for that kind of advice eventually if they know that they're getting it from you.
Yes, and so it's not just about the product, but it's also about you as a thought leader, and then they build that trust with you and your knowledge that you are putting in behind all the solutions that you're creating.
Mm-hmm. So in a nutshell, those are really the three types of business stories that your business can tell. There are many more, but those are probably the best starting point. The most important thing to remember, though, is just to weave stories into any type of business communication you have, whether it's a pitch to a new investor, whether you're just talking to someone in an elevator, or whether you're creating these kind of stories that we've spoken about. Just try and tell stories wherever and whenever you can.
Yes, and your story should flow naturally at the end of the day. So it might take some groundwork to start thinking in that way, but after a few months, you will probably become an expert storyteller without even knowing it.
Absolutely. So the next question we have then is, where can we share these stories? You know, once we've spent the time creating them, researching them, where can we actually tell them? And a lot of people who aren't necessarily keen on writing, don't worry, they don't always have to be written stories. There's lots of different channels. I mean, some of these include videos, they can include articles, they can be social media, blog posts, infographics, or even an event. You can literally tell a story through any kind of medium.
Yes, that's true. And I think as the industry is shifting, it's less about the written word and more about visually compelling stories. So also always remember to take lots of photographs, weave those into everything, whether it's your Facebook page or your blog, and also a lot of video content, and that works very well. And I think it's important not to choose too many channels to share your stories. So just choose the ones that are best for you. So for example, if your audience is a young, tech-savvy audience, probably Facebook and Twitter is going to be the best medium. But if you're talking about how a major drought is going to affect food security in East Africa, you'd probably want to be looking at your daily newspaper.
Mm-hmm. You should always pick which one makes the most sense for your business and for your story, and which one will tell it in the most impactful way, as you said.
Yes. So if you're a fashion designer, for example, and you're telling a story about a new clothing line, definitely a strong visual element is going to be key here, and possibly a video that includes, for example, interviews with the models and the manufacturers that have been making the garments.
Okay. So that was our session on storytelling. For a more comprehensive overview, step-by-step guide, you can download the PR and Communications Toolkit off the Biz4Africa platform. It's filled with more advice, more guidelines, and more templates that you can download, which will help you get started with creating these stories that we've spoken about today.
Yes, and I think the templates are really great because it'll show you exactly how to structure your story and includes things that every story should have. For example, a hero, a villain, and how to create the climax in the middle of your story and then put your call to action in at the end.
So thank you for joining us in this session today where we explored how to tell effective business stories. We encourage you to go and view the other three sessions in this module where you can learn more on PR and communications and how they can add value to your small business. So thank you, Carolyn.
Thank you, Taryn.